WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today we're diving into something super juicy, self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of should has and what ifs? You know that feeling when a past mistake replays on repeat in your head, making you cringe every time. Yes, been there. Done that. Got the t-shirt. But here's the thing, friends. Holding on to those mistakes is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down and keeps you from moving forward. It's time to ditch the guilt trip express and learn to forgive ourselves, which actually isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging our missteps, learning from them, and choosing to move on with grace and kindness towards ourselves. Think of it like this. We're all works in progress, right? We're learning, growing, evolving. And sometimes that means tripping up along the way. But those stumbles don't define us. What defines us is how we choose to respond to them. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways on this journey to self-forgiveness. First off, remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on you. Imagine a tight fist clenched around a ball that's holding onto anger and resentment. Forgiveness is about opening those fingers, letting go of the ball, and allowing yourself to breathe freely again. Next up, self-compassion is crucial here. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who made a similar mistake. Would you berate them? No. You'd probably offer a listening ear, a warm hug, and maybe even some chocolate chip cookies. Do the same for yourself, babe. Thirdly, acknowledging your feelings is essential. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, the regret, the frustration, all of it. Acknowledging these emotions is the first step towards processing them and moving on. Now, let's talk about taking responsibility. Own your mistakes without dwelling in self-blame. Understand that everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes are opportunities for growth. Instead of saying, "I messed up," try "this was a learning experience." See the difference? It's all about reframing the narrative. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. Be patient with yourself and don't expect to magically erase your past overnight. There will be ups and downs, but keep showing up for yourself with compassion and grace. Picture this. You're preparing for an important presentation, you know, the kind that can make or break your career. But then disaster strikes, you spill coffee all over your notes. Your heart sinks, your mind races, and you want to crawl under a rock and disappear. You beat yourself up for being clumsy, saying, "Why me? I'm such an idiot." But here's where self-forgiveness comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the mishap, clean up the mess, and remind yourself that this doesn't define you. Sure, it was a setback, but you can still rock this presentation. Use those few extra minutes to gather your thoughts, adjust your notes, and channel that nervous energy into focused enthusiasm. You got this. So remember, self-forgiveness isn't about letting ourselves off the hook. It's about stepping out of the judgment zone and into a place of compassion and growth. It's about acknowledging your humanity, learning from your mistakes, and choosing to move forward with love and kindness towards yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Forgiveness isn't condoning, it's releasing. Practice self-compassion, treat yourself like your best friend. Acknowledge your feelings, don't try to bury them. Take responsibility without drowning in blame. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, be patient with yourself. Ready to put this into action. Start by identifying one past mistake that's been weighing you down. Write it down, really look at it, and then say these words out loud. I forgive myself for the mistake, I learn from it, I move on. You got this. Thanks for tuning in, my loves. Remember to share your thoughts on this journey of self-forgiveness with me on social media. Let's create a community of support and understanding. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.